these memories just float to the surface, and I can't control it.
It was in Champions, right?
Yeah. Upstairs.
When my brother got married, how many? Two marriages ago?
I think so, two marriages ago.
We had a bachelor party for
real
him.
Real small one, just a few guys.
Place downtown, about 15 guys. And we had a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly a woman.
Yes, a dancer.
Anyway, someone asked us earlier about meat curtains.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
she's got them.
Mm-hmm. And a bleaching would have been necessary. Yeah.
Repeated.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, repeated.
Would have been definitely not one treatment.
No, it would have to be. Do they have laser bleaching?
The combination of both.
Had you seen curtains like that, except for places at, like the Kennedy Center?
Never, Rob.
They were wonderful.
Never. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello? Am I on the air?
What are you doing, Rosie Vang?
Am I on the air? Hello?
Okay. All right.
Not anymore.
We might actually at some point have the Rosie Sounded Like contest.
Good.
But the drops right now, I realize, even for me, they're a little much.
They are addictive, though.
Let's go!
Okay, just please keep it down.
I think he's going to take me for a ride in it.
That's fine. Just
how that is that?
Yes, he is. He's not coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you appreciate that.
Oh, my goodness!
Please, the voice, just the voice a little lower.
That is delicious!
A little lower on the voice, please.
Yes, I'm okay, because I'm the sheriff.
You're not the sheriff, and I'd like you to keep it down.
Hello?
Please.
Keep it down.
Hello?
Shut up!
Use your insight.
No.
Shut up.
Okay, can we move on?
Yes, absolutely.
Our dad is dead.
Absolutely. Ha ha.
Mike, I got something for you that we've not done for a while.
All right.
Straight from the pages of USA Today.
Oh, my goodness.
No gracious. We've been on a hot streak with this guy recently.
Wow. He's writing again.
Front page, purple section, USA Today. It's time for... We just read it verbatim out of the newspaper.
That's right.
The final word. From today's USA Today. The final word by Craig Wilson.
Nothing prepares young men for the prom.
Oh, man. Let me get a seat up front.
It's a winner every time. It's prom season. Nightmare time for any young man. I know. I was once.
Unlike my brother, who had a girlfriend from kindergarten on, I never really dated in high school.
Shock.
Never had a steady.
Shock.
I was still trying to figure out who I was.
Homo.
But prom season has never cared much about introspection.
Mm-hmm.
Come spring, you needed a date, a white dinner jacket, and a corsage.
And so I fell in line with the rest of the lads.
Oh.
You know,
single file.
This was it. You know, we couldn't write it this funny.
No.
Really, if we're going to shoot, this is one of his all-time best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to the final word by Craig Wilson in today's USA Today. You can read it online at usatoday.com.
Follow along.
For me, as for many, I suspect, prom night always was first date night.
I was nervous enough just stopping the girl between classes to ask her whether she wanted to go out with me. And let alone having to go through the whole prom evening with her.
And what was I supposed to do at the end of the night? Kiss her? Shake her hand? Flee for the car as she leapt through her parents' front door and the safety beyond?
Just remembering all of this fills me with mild anxiety even today. But there are benefits to being 55. Gay?
Yeah! Homo.
Oh, I got that. They take that one from the top.
Yeah, please.
Just remembering all of this fills me with mild anxiety even today. But there are benefits to being 55, gay, and in a long-term relationship. Prom night doesn't traumatize you the way it once did.
I've been in touch with all three of my prom dates over the years. They don't seem to have been permanently damaged by their evening with me. Whether they would accept the offer again is an entirely different matter.
Not that I'm at
much better prepared now. It's just lunch. A national dating service has just come out with a must-know tip for first dates. They translate nicely to prom nights, too. Far too late for me now, of course. But I was curious to see what they were and how close I came to using them. To assure that my date... Hold on, I'm screwing this up. Far too late for me now, of course. But I was curious to see what they were and how close I came to using them to assure my date of that oh-so-perfect prom evening. Number one, no current events. I did. Lyndon Johnson was president. The Vietnam War was raging. And the Mamas and the Papas, Monday was number one. I don't remember any of this being discussed, though. Number two. AJ, Mr. Herman. Know what sport is in season. And know the name of your team. I didn't care. Luckily for me, my dates didn't either. We were the Lindenville Tigers, and at that point in our lives, that was all that mattered. Number three, have at least heard of three of the New York Times bestsellers. I had not.
Right, that's what you need for your prom day. That's right. That's what all men are thinking about, all boys, as they get ready to take their girls. Have I read all the books on the New York Times bestseller list?
I was still trying to figure out the Red Wafer's son in the Red Badge of Courage. Still am.
Four. Know how to correctly pronounce the last place you traveled.
I did.
Buffalo.
Number five. Know the difference between a Cabernet and a Chardonnay.
Homo.
I did not. Surprisingly, my life sailed on quite nicely.
Six. Have at least one interesting piece of trivia to talk about. I fear the whole evening's conversation was trivia.
Seven. Know how to tell one joke well. I didn't. Still can't.
Eight. Know the big art scene in your area. We were in Apple County of Western New York. Macrame was big. We discussed the creative use of Kleenex tissue carnations outlining the gym's bleachers.
Oh, dear.
You know, that might be.
Oh, dear.
That might be.
Winner!
Yeah, that might be.
Homo!
God.
Number nine.
Macrame. Okay, number nine.
If the restaurant menu is stumping you, just point.
No need. We ordered burgers at the Apple Grove Inn.
10. Know where you parked your car. No problem there either. The first year I went, my father drove. He was 50 then. Still remembered such things.
Oh, there you go.
Greg Wilson.
Final word. Greg, and you hit the jackpot.
Yeah, I was a lucky man.
You had the winning line.
I should have gone to Vegas with that information.
This is the decorative use. Oh, creative use of Kleenex tissue carnations.
So they're saying what you're supposed to do on a prom date is know the big art scene. And he's saying, well...
What he knew was...
We discussed the creative use of Kleenex tissue carnations outlining the gym's bleachers.
And if I remember correctly, in previous final words with Craig Wilson, I think he was the prom decorating chairman.
One of those years.
Yeah,
was.
They had a Hawaiian theme, as I recall, didn't they? Had one.
Yeah. Craig goes one to the prom.
One of his previous columns.
It's always gold.
Wow. And I love the title of the column today. Nothing prepares young men for the prom.
No.
So I fell in with the rest of the lads.
Yeah. There are benefits to being 55, gay, and in a long-term relationship. Prom night doesn't traumatize you the way it once did.
How do we... Lyndon Johnson was president.
How do we tell Craig some young men were more prepared for the prom than he was?
What was I supposed to do at the end of the night? Kiss her? Shake her hand? Flee for the car as she leapt through her parents' front door in the safety beyond?
Oh, what a great evening. Look at those Kleenex carnations decorating the gym.
Look at that. You're such a nice girl. Aren't those carnations pretty up there?
Something's with you, Mr. Wilson. You're not having a good time at the prom.
Thank you.
What's wrong, Craig? I don't know the difference between a Cabernet and a Chardonnay.
I don't think that would have helped him.
No, he says he didn't know, but surprisingly, his life has sailed on quite nicely.
There you go. Yep, we'll have burgers at the Apple Grove Inn.
Apple Grove Inn.
Oh, that's the best. That is the... He's doing it for us again.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Craig.
You know, it's like we ignore him for a couple of months.
Right.
And he comes back with a vengeance.
He wants your attention.
Yippee-yay. Mother, father, as Bruce Willis would say, he's back. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Craig is back. Craig is back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Die hard with a vengeance. Oh, yippee-ki-yay, mother, father.
I'm the decorating chairman.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget that Craig Wilson was on the prom decorating committee in years past.
Yeah, I think we had that. Although, you know, even with the shorter delay now, you should have known.
Yeah,
we did.
I turned down my radio.
We did discuss
forgot
that.
His radio.
Yeah, he didn't. Hello.
He didn't turn it down.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hello.
How you doing? This is John from Ocean City.
Hi, John.
Is that Craig Wilson's official outing?
You know something? I know he's probably in his circle of workers and stuff, but I don't know in his circle of workers. I was thinking the same thing when I saw that. I was saying, could this be the official time he's really come out?
He's talked about my partner, Jack, though.
Yeah, very clearly. So he's out. I mean, he's obviously
But
out.
I do, you know, I've read the column longer than anyone, and I do think that that's the first time.
Homo!
Thank you. I no longer highlight it.
First time he used the word gay.
I think it's the first time he refers to himself as gay.
Good for him.
Yeah. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hi, okay, but you caught yourself. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Brian. I just want to let you know I'm a driver and Tyson, and I miss reading along this Craig Wilson thing with you. I'm right here driving. I'm not sure how safe it is, but I'm on the toll road actually driving, reading this along with you.
Oh, so you're reading it in the newspaper as we were reading it on the radio.
Makes it more fun that way?
Huh?
Does it make it more fun that way?
It actually is. I mean, I miss the voice. Like, when I read it to myself, since you guys haven't been reading it, I just envision your voice in my head.
That's a nice compliment.
Yeah.
Be careful. What could go wrong? Anytime we can put voices in a guy's head.
Not in Mike's show. Hello. Hello. Yeah, hi, you're on the air. Hello.
I'm not going to say that. I wanted to tell you I was on the internet today, and they had a whole section for maternity prom dresses.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right.
That's about darn time.
Right on.
It's really time.
Long overdue.
How old are your daughters?
Now stop that.
No, I don't want to talk
9
about
and
it.
7, Don, so I don't think we have to worry for about senior or junior proms for quite some
time. Too many pregnant teens are going to the prom in rags, and it's time we change that.
Some nice maternity clothes.
Maternity prom dresses.